Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We're back with Jim Radcliffe, and we've been speaking about oral health and what goes on in the mouth with, as far as fungal and bacterial problems. So welcome back, Jim. We're just talking and wondering, when do you decide if you need medical help? Do you go to the doctor if you just have a dry mouth or an ulcer? Is it something that you should actually get swabbed?
You should probably check with your dental hygienist or your dentist, mm-hmm. and have them, they're best qualified to assess an infection and determine what the nature of the infection is and help you out that way.
Okay. And if your mouth is not feeling really healthy, are there some foods or some hot teas or anything else that you could use? Or what would you use for an oral rinse to start to bring the health back?
Well, if we could step back, to the larger problem.
Yeah.
Biofilms, dental plaque, form in the mouth, and there's no way that the body gets rid of them. That's why you go to see the dentist to have your teeth cleaned, is because they can remove dental plaque from your mouth. It's like slime on a pier.
Okay.
inside that slime is where the bad bacteria, if you like, the bacteria that are cause inflammation and oral disease, the two biggies being cavities and gum disease, that's where they live. And so if you can get your teeth cleaned at a frequency that keeps that plaque down, and that varies from individual to individual, then you're less likely to have the inflammation that is that's caused by things getting out of balance, out of whack in your mouth, and getting an overgrowth of a particular fungus or a bacteria. Mm-hmm. So that's just general good maintenance. So you probably have heard, you know, see your dentist twice a year and brush your teeth twice a day.
Right.
That's an old IPANA commercial. That's the scientific basis of that.
Right.
Actually, the frequency really should be driven by how quickly the plaque and calculus and tartar reform on your teeth. And the products that we make do a terrific job of penetrating biofilm and killing anaerobic bacteria. Those are the bacteria that live inside the biofilm, mm-hmm. as well as fungus that are associated with oral fragments and so forth. And that's why when somebody has an oral infection and they use our products, they will see in a very short order that their mouths return to a healthy condition. And what we're doing there is just keeping the mouth super clean and super free of debris.
So does it feel really good, even if you don't have mouth ulcers or dry mouth or anything, to use these kind of products on a regular basis?
Our products are sort of the Uncola of the oral care business in the sense that our oral rinse has very little flavor at all, and most people have used mouthwashes that sting, stain, burn, taste nasty,
right,
etc. This is quite the opposite. You can literally put it in your mouth, climb in the shower, take a shower, come back out, and spit it out. I mean, it's that pleasant to use,
mm-hmm.
and so and it slows down the regrowth of the bacteria and the biofilms, mm-hmm. in a terrific way. So that's what we would recommend.
Okay, Jim, do you make a toothpaste as well as this mouthwash, or just brush with the regular toothpaste and then on to the mouthwash?
Central ingredient, same ingredient. The toothpaste does a little bit of different function in the mouth. All toothpastes do, in that it mechanically, it works with your toothbrush to mechanically knock off debris and biofilm that's above the gum line, and makes a great thing to do before you use a mouth rinse, because then the mouth rinse can get in and do a much more thorough job of cleaning the mouth. And then things like those little interproximal toothpicks and floss and irrigators like Waterpik or Hydrofloss, those help get the ingredients below the gum line, because a good amount of the biofilm and the bugs live below the line between the gum and the tooth. Mm-hmm. That's part of the challenge.
Okay. So it's still good practice to be brushing and flossing and interproximal brushing twice a day.
Absolutely. And whatever product you choose, I would suggest two criteria in mm-hmm. choosing a toothpaste and a mouth rinse. Number one is get a product that actually goes to work in the time that you're going to brush. So there are products out there that have great ingredients, but they are only active in 10, 15 minutes. Well, you're going to brush your teeth for, you know, the hygienist would like you to brush their teeth for 2 minutes, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if it takes 10 minutes to go to work, you've already spit it out before it's even gone to work.
Oh, okay.
The same thing with the oil rinse, except there you're probably going to rinse for 30 to 60 seconds. So that's a key thing to look for. And then what are the ingredients going to do? Are they going to kill all the bacteria, alcohol, CPC, which is cryptominium chloride, chlorhexidine, which is a prescription in the States. I think it's prescription in Canada. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
But those are industrial grade antimicrobials. So they will kill the bad bacteria, but they'll also kill the good ones. So don't use them if you're going to have a yogurt.
So how are we going to get around keeping the good bacteria good and keep it proliferating in the oral cavity?
Yeah. How do we do it?
How do we do it? Yeah. What products will allow that to happen?
Our products, the closest brand, what we do is we release oxygen into the area that you're brushing or you're rinsing with. And the bacteria that we're going after are
anaerobic. Right.
Yeah. And the good bacteria, by and large, are aerobes.
Uh-huh.
And so we can deliver a safe and efficacious amount of our toothpaste or our oil rinse that's going to go after the bad guys, but leave the good guys pretty much intact.
Uh-huh. That's great. So I don't know if you mentioned the name of your product yet.
The name of our product is Closys. Closys, and it's a toothpaste and a mouth rinse and a little oral spray. It's available in Canada on Amazon CA and through your dentist, through Sinclair Dental and Patterson Dental of Canada and Shine Dental of Canada and so forth.
So our Canadian dentists should be aware of this by now.
We actually have some Canadian shareholders mm-hmm. in our company that are dentists. Most of our shareholders in our company are dentists or dental entities.
Mm-hmm. Well, this, and how long have you been with this company?
I'm the last remaining founding
member. Last soldier standing.
It was founded in 1991. There are six people who were involved in the founding. My father, who was the number 34 licensed periodontist in North America, was the inventor of the original closest formula. Mm-hmm. We're now in generation three as our formula has evolved. But so I got involved in the active management of the company in 2000. Mm-hmm. So I've been here for about the last 16 years in terms of working with the company.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like a fantastic product to use if it's almost like ozone or oxygenating your mouth for a healthier environment. What are the economics of it? Should it just be used for dry mouths and when you have trouble in your mouth, or is it economical enough that you can use on a daily basis?
It was designed to be used on a daily basis. It's a premium oral care product, so I can't tell you what the price might be in Prince George or at your local dentist. But
so it's going to be a little more than
ounce for ounce is probably roughly the same price as Sensodyne or on the oral rinse as the price of the ounce. A dollar per ounce of biotene,
okay.
Just to use a price comparison.
Okay. And your market's probably a lot of the baby boomers who are trying to hold on to their teeth now.
Yes. Well, we have one of our board members was noticing that there's really an increase in the amount of adult perio or adult gum disease, mm-hmm. and adult caries, and that's because we're living longer,
mm-hmm.
and because people have taken good care of themselves, so they're not, when they're in the 60s, 55 and plus, they're not with so many of us with dentures,
right.
More with our natural teeth, so, and they continue to get old as we get old.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's for
or
sure.
Or at least I do. You may be ageless. I don't know.
Well, working on it. But this oral product, how do you say it again? Closest?
Yes.
Closest.
CLOSYS.com. We'll get you there.
Okay. Thank you so much for sharing your information today, Jim. It was great to have you on the Health First Radio.
Thanks so much for having me. It's a pleasure talking.
Okay, thanks. We'll be right back.